Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning. Afternoon. Evening. One of those days. Hey, hey.
What?
That's bad radio. One should never slurp on the radio.
I have to tell you before we get into this.
Uh-oh.
My first job was doing the farm report.
Okay.
At a little station in southern Ohio. And I,
and the cow count today is 17.
Yes, pigs are up, you know, hogs are up. But I, you know, I took classes and then they put you on the air and I was so nervous. And when I listened to the tape later,
yeah,
I was talking and then every once in a while I do. Because I hadn't found the cough button yet. So anyway.
I got like, hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
So back to the show.
Edit.
Anyway, did you want that again?
Yeah. Wow, just incredible.
So, oops. My oops. Yes, we're starting this way today.
I like it.
I have a trivia question.
Yes, ma'am.
From mayoclinic.com.
Mayo?
Mayo Clinic. It's kind of like the Cleveland Clinic of the East Coast.
Why can't they have ketchup clinic?
Oh.
Or mustard clinic.
Oh.
Bratwurst clinic. Ooh.
Relish clinic. Mayo clinic, however.
I'll relish that thought. Yes. Sorry.
Oh, my. So, for an 8-ounce serving,
okay,
which drink do you think has the most caffeine?
I would just assume coffee.
Now, what about those little energy shot drinks? And I've heard tea has more caffeine than coffee. And
No,
you're right. Brewed coffee has 165 milligrams of caffeine in an 8-ounce cup. And if you put a little milk in that, it goes down to 126 milligrams.
Yes, but if you get it in India with the sugar that they put in there, don't worry about the coffee. It's a sugar rush that gets you.
That's a boost.
Yeah.
But tea, okay, actually, no, 48 milligrams.
Ah.
Yeah.
Love tea.
Yeah. Except unless you get it bottled. The already made bottled, you
with
know, Jack Palmer sweet. Yeah.
All the chemically induced.
Only 40.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to water it down.
Yeah. Well, the other myth, too, orange soda is supposed to have huge caffeine levels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. Never heard of it. Citrus soda and root beer, none.
Yeah.
None. And the energy drink, 164, but that's just 1 ounce. Because they come in 1 ounce bottles.
Yeah, but it's instant because you're drinking it 1 second down.
Yes. Yep.
And away you run.
Yep. And they taste awful. I don't know why they make them flavored because they just don't.
Actually, well, we won't talk about that, but I got one that really does taste pretty good.
Oh, okay. We'll talk later.
But it's not cheap.
Oh.
Anyways.
I have a joke.
Da-da-da-da.
That's a hint from RD.com.
Well, won't we just explore this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if the local coffee shop has awarded you Employee of the Month and you don't even work there, you may be drinking too much coffee.
Which reminds me, I haven't had enough yet this morning.
Are you going to slurp into the microphone too?
No, I'm going to dribble.
Ooh. So, yes, our theme for today is...
Humorously?
See,
I told you I was going to dribble.
He just spilled coffee on his shirt.
I just dribbled.
Oh.
Why not?
Kind of looks like the coast of California. That's good.
Or a hurricane.
Oh. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, no, it's a dragon with a long tail. Anyways.
Oh, my. So, Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
Joe.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought, Joe?
Joe?
About how the saying a cup of Joe came about for coffee?
I always wonder why people kept making fun of my name.
Oh, no. I know. Because you're, cup of Joe. No. A liter of Joe might be better. No, a gallon of Joe.
Or Joe Mama, which we hear all the time. But anyways.
Anyway.
Okay.
From Wiktionary.org.
Wiktionary.
Wiktionary. It's the wiki and the dictionary put together. And you'll have to verify this because there's some military stuff in here.
Okay.
possibly a shortening of cup of jamocha from Java and mocha, was originally given in a military officer's manual from 1931.
Alternately, perhaps the use of a Joe, quote, fellow guy or fellow or guy, signified that the coffee was the drink of the common man.
Another theory suggests that U.S. soldiers in World War I referred to a serving of instant coffee made by the G. Washington Coffee Refining Company, founded in 1910, as a cup of George. And the common abbreviation for the name George was then read as Joe.
You know.
Who knows?
Yeah, highly possible.
Highly possible. Who knows?
Yeah. And anyways, we got this black liquid stuff we drink, and we're all like, hey, this is so good.
I love it. I got to have my coffee.
You know what? The last few weeks, I didn't have a lot of coffee. I had a lot more tea, but that was okay.
Joe's been in India, by the way.
I wasn't bragging.
No, he's just brought it up four times in the last 2 minutes, but
I never mentioned anything about being anywhere.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, I have a top 10 list.
Yeah.
With five. Thanks.
Five, club, 10, that makes
well,
sense.
Well, makes sense because it's from clubtop5.com.
So you call it a top 10 list?
Yes.
Okay.
The top five signs that you're a Starbucks addict.
You go through the drive-thru every hour. I mean, number five, your kids' names are Verona, Sumatra, Breakfast Blend, and Little Frappy.
Four, your Green Apron Gang does a drive-by on the neighborhood Tully's. That's not nice. No.
Your blood type is Mocha Java.
Two, you attempt to check yourself into the Sanka wing of the You attempt to check yourself into the Sanka wing of the Juan Valdez house for rehab.
Got a story about that. And the number one sign, you're Starbucks addicted?
You've collected enough of those heat protector cardboard sleeves to make your own space shuttle.
Now, my daughter-in-law,
yes,
loves Starbucks. Mm-hmm. So a couple years ago, they had promotions, You Are Here mugs. And she has a collection of about, I don't know how many, including from around the world.
Yeah.
And she would trade mugs with people from around the world. And then they come up with the little mini mugs.
Uh-huh.
And she started collecting those from every which way because you had to be in certain places at the right time to get them.
Oh, okay.
Like Chicago released them for like a month period. And I happened to be driving through Chicago, so I got her some. You go in her house, and she probably has 8-9 cases of Starbucks stuff.
Huh.
I mean, it's just incredible. And it doesn't help when I travel. I start looking for stuff for her because it's like, you know. And my poor son, he's like, yeah, we like more. Starbucks.
No more.
So, addicted to Starbucks?
So, what do we like?
Huh?
What do we like?
What do you mean?
We like dumb criminals.
Oh, in the show, I'm thinking, what about, I don't go to Starbucks.
Oh, Joe.
It's too much money. Joe, they're wasting my time.
Joe.
You know.
Anyway, from dumbcriminals.com, okay. He's gone for 2 weeks and he forgets everything. This is called a latte of trouble.
Where am I?
It's the question scientists and waitresses alike have been pondering for years. Okay. How dependent are people on caffeine? Well, we know someone who can hardly even inhale and exhale before their daily dose of coffee. Hello, here. But are we underestimating the uses of this unhealthy beverage?
Unhealthy?
According to The Consumerist, it also serves as an unsuccessful weapon.
One morning in Canada, a man entered Starbucks after making small talk with some police officers who happened to be outside. You know, possibly trying to break their Dunkin' Donuts addiction. Ooh. Now, all seemed normal until the man got the bright idea to try and rob the Starbucks. He ran ahead in line, cutting in front of the police officers and threw coffee in the poor barista's face. He then demanded all the money in the cash registers. Police were slow to react, shocked by the stupidity of the occurrence. Nevertheless, this caffeinated crook was arrested on the spot.
Yeah. No.
Hi. How are you doing, police officer? By the way, I'll see you in a moment.
I got to go up and assault someone with a cup of coffee. Yeah.
Y'all wait right here. I'll be right back.
Okay? That's called dumb criminals. It is story time. If you want to know anything about coffee,
okay,
CW-USA.com is the website of Coffee Wholesale USA.
Cool.
There's fun stuff on there. I mean, there's coffee stuff, but there's fun stuff too. So this is called How to Get Out of KP.
Okay.
Submitted by Cheryl Swartz. And KP, of course, is
Kitchen Patrol.
Okay.
Our favorite military stop. My dad told me a story about how during World War II, he was assigned to Kitchen Patrol KP. One particular day, his job to fill the coffee carafes and set them on each table. He saw these large vats and filled all the carafes.
Within minutes of setting the carafes on the table, my dad heard a lot of screaming and saw men spitting all around him. An instant later, the cook ran out of the kitchen yelling, "Who drained the beets? My darn beets are burning!"
And with that, my dad realized what he had done. He had filled the carafes with beet water, not coffee.
Ah.
After the man got their real coffee, all was well in the mess hall. Needless to say, they never again asked dad to fill coffee carafes. I suppose that's one way to get out of KP duty.
I can only imagine what beet juice tastes like.
Well,
actually, I like beets, but I'm thinking if I'm expecting coffee and I get a mouthful of beet juice.
Yeah, I mean, just the shock function is like, whoa. And then the military people, when you give them something other than good coffee, well, anything, well, bad coffee, they don't care. As long as it's coffee. No, you think I'm lying? I was on my ship, we had a 48-count coffee maker.
Uh-huh.
They gave us coffee once every 3 days for it.
Oh.
Okay. And if you didn't drink the coffee, it would start boiling down. So we just add water to reconstitute it. And we do that for 2 or 3 days until we get the new coffee.
Oh, gosh.
So when you learn how to drink coffee in the military, you don't care what it is. It's coffee. I don't care how old it is. I don't care what it tastes like. It's coffee. And then when you can't use it for that, you go clean the deck with it. And it works.
Oh.
It does work.
I like my coffee chewy, but.
Oh.
Yeah. Thick and dark.
Not that I would never know this, but toothbrush and coffee in corners really does clean.
Wow. Okay. I got facts about coffee.
Okay.
These are supposedly surprising facts about coffee. From Good Housekeeping, because you know
Good Housekeeping
surprises.
They only have the facts.
And believe us.
Just the facts, ma'am.
These will really perk up your day. Moving on. Shepherds discovered coffee in Ethiopia circa 800 AD. Legend has it that 9th century goat herders noticed the caffeine effect had on their goats, who appeared to dance after eating coffee berries. A local monk then made a drink with coffee berries and found that it kept him awake at night. Thus, the original cup of coffee was born.
Coffee is the second most traded commodity on earth, second to oil.
An Italian espresso means when something is forced out. I thought that meant divorce. Anyway.
Number four, coffee was the first food to be freeze-dried.
There are two types of coffee, beans, Arabica and Robusta.
Robusta. You got to get that R now. Robusta. Coffee was originally a food. Coffee berries were mixed with fat to create an energy-rich snack ball. It was also consumed as a wine made from the pulp of the coffee berries. Interesting.
The world's most expensive coffee?
Yeah.
$600 a pound. And it comes from the feces of a Sumatran wildcat.
Well, thank you. I didn't know that.
The animal is called a luwak and is unable to digest coffee beans. And in the process of digesting the beans, or not digesting the beans, I guess, they're fermented in the stomach. And when the beans are excreted, they produce a smooth, chocolatey coffee.
Okay, I have to ask. Who was the first person to discover this before it became
popular? There's coffee beans coming out of that monkey. I think I'll brew that up and make me some coffee.
Let me try that. Hey, it's a bean. Forget about the other smells, but hey, it's a bean. Sorry. Number nine, New Yorkers drink almost 7 times as much coffee as the rest of the U.S.
Now this one I was surprised at. Because it makes no sense. Coffee stays warmer when you add cream.
Okay.
Because coffee with added cream cools about 20% slower than plain black coffee. I know. You got to think about that for a few minutes.
And Mythbusters is closed. We can submit this to them.
Ooh, I love that show.
Yeah.
Jamie. Anyway.
Just jokes from Just For Us. Jokes For Us.
The jokes are just for you, but the website's name is
jokesforus.com. Good one. A man went to a psychiatrist and said, every time I drink my coffee, I get a stabbing pain in my right eye. The psychiatrist said, well, have you tried taking the spoon out?
Yeah. There are two types of people in the world. People who love Starbucks and liars.
Well, this is obviously a true fact. The coffee tasted like dirt because it was ground a couple of minutes ago.
Here's a good new mama joke. Yo mama so stupid she thought Dunkin' Donuts was a basketball team. I have another top 10 list.
Dun, da, da, da.
I have another top 10 list.
But it doesn't tell us how many.
11.
Ah, okay.
11. A few years ago, Starbucks opened shops in Russia.
Duh.
Russia.
Ah.
Yes, from top5.com. So the top 11 differences at a Russian Starbucks.
Vladimir was interested.
Yes, okay.
Number 11, doesn't matter what you order, Colombian Soprino, Arabian Mocha, French Roast, it all tastes like beets.
No surprise here. Yakov Smirnoff is more talented as a barista than as a comedian. Oh.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah. Number 9, this is an untrue rumor. All couplets have hidden embedded microphones. It is rumor, but you trust Vladimir will not lie.
Number 8. The mermaid on the logo has more long flowing hair on her chin.
Good girl. The venti cup has a grand cup nested in it, which in turn has a tall size cup nested in it.
It took me a minute, but yeah.
The nesting Russian dolls. Yes.
Yeah. The special chocolate frappuccino with added caramel is known as a mousse and swirl. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, Natasha, so bad. So bad. Mousse and swirl.
Mousse and swirl.
baristas who spill too much coffee get sent to Starbucks in Serbia. Yeah.
You want your borscht latte with or without boiled potato?
Yeah. Boiled, please. Anyways, just like Russian mail order brides, the coffee is hot and steamy until purchased and then cold and bitter afterwards. And no disrespect to all my fellow girls who are very, very, very nice.
Number 2, your pastry options, cabbage scones, turnip muffins, an oddly shaped thing called Chernobyl biscotti.
Is that a glowing reference? And the number 1 difference at a Russian Starbucks.
Your 2 coffee choices are black and bitter like soul of tortured Russian poet, or light and sweet like skin of overfed American capitalist pig.
We would never say that.
No, we wouldn't.
Stupid,
but we just
American
did.
Capitalist pigs. Anyway.
Anyway. Don't you love it when I totally mess things up for you?
No.
I've disordered everything here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What page we go?
We go to page 5.
Aye.
5, at end of 5. We're going to look at timely tweets. And they're from Twitter.
Wait a minute. We're on the radio. How can we look at timely tweets?
Timely tweets? Well, we look at them, and then that's why it's the best of internet humor on the radio, Joe.
Boris knew that.
We've been doing this for many years.
Boris knew that.
So I'm going to...
Vladimir's not so short. Okay. Boris knew that.
Okay, well, Natasha here is going to read the timely tweets from Twitter. And these are... all I did was look at hashtag bad coffee. And it was actually there. So at Sean Bradbury... says, got a coffee machine for Christmas and it broke and is being repaired and now I'm back to instant coffee and life no longer has any meaning. Hashtag bad coffee.
Tectonic twits.
Tweets.
twits.
Whatever.
Darn you, limestone, hard water in my new house is making my tea and coughing loving self very, very upset. Hashtag bad tea, hashtag bad coffee, hashtag Sad Eddie.
Aww. At Cypher Ofter, notes to self, never have the hotel room coffee. Hashtag bad coffee. I have a story about that.
Okay.
When Keurig was first coming out, and of course, you know, we don't have Keurig here in Northeast Ohio.
Oh, sure.
You know, until the rest of the world's already done it. I was in a hotel in the East Coast, and there were these little cups with my coffee grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So it took me a while to get the lid off the little cup with the coffee grounds. And then when I did that and I opened up the coffee machine, it looked like a really weird place to put coffee grounds, but I did. And water with grounds came out. I'm sure when they came to clean the room, they were like, oh, stupid girl. Stupid girl from Northeast Ohio. Yeah.
These foreign people just don't know how to drink their coffee.
And I had someone stay over one time who had also not heard of Keurig. Mm. And I walk in the kitchen. This person's staring at the Keurig going, help me. rescue me. So let me tell you a story about one time I stayed.
Yeah. In the background, you heard, red room, red room, red room. Sorry. At Zamirnov, done. I had 3 cups of coffee just before the presentation, and I nearly fell off the stage. I don't think it was the coffee, but hashtag bad coffee, hatch, PhD chat. That says everything.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does. This is my favorite one.
Okay.
At Avenso2, if the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup, we need to talk about your life choices. Hashtag bad coffee. Yeah, well, you know. Of course, if your best part of waking up is Folgers in your lap, it means you needed to have coffee before you had your coffee.
Or you did have your coffee, but not in the right place.
Yeah.
Like a certain church.
Yes, that I was going to say. Yeah.
Maybe real quick, I got to tell you about the Juan Valdez story.
Okay.
So we're in India, and we go up to this mountain, and this mountain is loaded with coffee plantations. And me being me.
In India?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I brought some back. It's wonderful coffee. It's just got its own little flavor with a little bit of
a thing in it.
Yeah, I just went blind it. Anyways, as we're driving up the mountain, says, I went to my guides and stuff like that. It says, hey, has anybody seen Juan Valdez? Anyways, half the people caught the reference, and half the other people are like,
what?
Why would we have Juan Valdez? Got to do with the headshake. Yeah, why would we have Juan Valdez here in my country? So anyways, sorry. It was just,
it's okay. It's okay.
It was hard.
He's okay.
It's hard to do English humor with people who don't understand English
either. Yeah, yeah.
So it was like, yeah. I said that one and crickets sounded all over the place.
Oh, Joe, have you ever seen the website goodreads.com?
I have not.
Oh, great. Yes, Kat. Other Kat is nodding her head. Cool website.
Okay.
It makes suggestions for books that you might want to read.
Okay.
And gives reviews. But the really cool thing is you can make a little library of the books you've read.
Oh.
And then you can friend people like you do on Facebook, and you can see all the books that they've read. And so you can kind of have a virtual book club kind of reading thing.
That's what I want to know, is books that other people have read.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, my friends, the books my friends have read, because, you know, sometimes I run out of things to say. Don't shake your head, other cat. So, you know,
that's just kind of hard to believe.
It's good to have a conversation starter. I'll write you too. Fine. Just fine.
Uh-oh. And every man on here says, well, you know what that means.
I'm fine. I'm just
once fine. The fine word is introduced.
Eat my coffee.
So, and it was hyphenated with just fine, which means
just fine. Just fine. Oh, God, on another topic.
Fine, just fine.
No, really.
Yeah, what is it this time?
Believe it or not, I'm still doing internet online dating. I know. Well, you know, girls got to do what a girl's got to do.
You really need to write a book because you have enough chapters, forgive me, but you have enough chapters right now that we could have fun with this?
Well, I do. I do have a website, which I probably can't mention on air because we're. I can mention it on. Oh, I have a website.
Ah.
Datapalooza.com.
Datapalooza.
Datapalooza.com. Yes. Mm-hmm. Has all my stories, like 8 years of really bad stories.
I'm telling you, put it in a book and sell it. People will read it.
I should try to do that.
Let's get you some money in that pocket.
Anyway, yes. These are back to Goodreads.com. Quotes and quips about coffee.
Quotes and quips. Okay. It is inhumane, in my opinion, to force people who have a genuine medical need for coffee to wait in line behind people who apparently view it as some kind of, you know, recreational activity. That was said by Dave Barry.
And Cassandra Clare, who wrote City of Bones.
Wait.
What?
What? Remember the movie Despicable Me?
I didn't see it.
Oh, in the beginning, he walks into a restaurant, and so he has this gun. It's called a freeze ray. So he freezes everybody, goes to the front of the line.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's
good. Dave Barry needs a freeze ray.
Yes.
Freeze ray. Freeze ray. Okay, sorry.
Moving on.
Yes.
Cassandra Clare, who wrote City of Bones. What do you want? Just coffee. Black, like my soul.
Oh, I don't really like coffee, she said, but I don't really like it when my head hits my desk when I fall asleep either. Said by Brian Andreas.
Do you know how helpless you feel if you have a full cup of coffee in your hand and you start to sneeze?
Yes.
Yes. That's by Gene Kerr.
Everybody's had one of those. Or like you just taken a sip of your coffee and somebody tells a joke and you spit. Every bad coffee is better than no coffee at all.
Yes, that is true.
That was from
true.
Mr. David Lynch.
Okay, one more top 10 list with five things.
I like it.
Top five signs a barista is losing it.
Uh-oh.
He's taking hits right off the steamer.
Number four, says she's not washing her hair until Starbucks releases a Tazsha shampoo.
Chai. Tazo chai shampoo. You've never had Tazo chai, apparently. Number two.
I told you I'll go to Starbucks.
Oh, number two. Oh, sorry. You failed to phrase your order in the form of a haiku. Try again tomorrow. I want coffee, please. Now, if I don't get it, I hurt you very bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a jumbo size. And the barista looks at you like, what? I don't know what you mean, man. Mm-hmm. And the number one sign a barista is losing it.
Coffee? Oh, that'll be 10 cents, please.
I don't mean to be rude and critical, but how's come there's only four in a top five list?
Oh, wait a minute. Did I do that wrong? No, there's five. One, two, one, two, four, five. Moving on.
Just saying.
It's early. We do have ruminations this week.
Ah, cool.
Yes, from Brad Wilkerson. I fail to see how civilization ever got off the ground given how late coffee was invented.
Reed Kerr says, I'm not a coffee guy, so I'm never sure what to order at Starbucks. Today I got a vanilla blonde roast because I really like all three of those separately.
My theory of coffee, rumination, relativity, the greater the number of cups consumed, the greater the number of ruminations that can be written. That's all we have for today. I am Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we're...
In awe of Juan Valdez.
No. Together we are...
Cat Soup.
The best of internet humor.
Wait a minute. Go back. Together we're...
Cat Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio. I need some coffee.
Have a good day, folks.